Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you, he's in the wind, he's in the waves, he's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. My name is Donald Casey, and we just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. Excuse me, continue to walk the righteous path that you want us to walk, being guided by the Holy Spirit. And thank you for sending Yeshua, Ham Mashiach, for our sins. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to another episode, and again, I'm going to try to get to y'all at least twice or three times a week. Just been pretty busy in the process of moving and everything, but as long as the message is there, I'm going to get it to y'all. Again, thank you for listening to our old archives, and we really appreciate everything that's going on. And this show is to give you a better understanding on the Word of Christ and give you a spiritual point of it too as well. So if you're not spiritual, it'd be very hard for you to understand the ways of God, because God is the Spirit. And that's pretty much it. So just pray for everybody. Pray for Lammy, pray for Charles, and everybody who's joined the show before. They're pretty busy, they're at work, but I'm here to you to give you the gospel. So that's pretty much it. But let's get right to the episode. I named the episode Renewing Your Mind Daily. Renew your mind daily. And the Bible says do that. Renew your mind consciously on the word of the Father. It's because what we have to understand is that Satan does not rest. He's around you just as well as angels are. You know, there's demons around you just as well as angels are. So continue to renew your mind daily. That's very, very important. You know, when I say renew, of course, you're going to thank him in the morning for waking you up, going to work and things like that in that sense. But renew your mind in a sense of even things that you already heard of, renew it again. Go over it again, because you might have missed something to let you get a revelation of it. Meaning, you know, like, oh, I never heard it that way, or it has to get revealed to you. You know what I mean? At the time and time, just say you hear something old, you know, just like an old sermon or something like that, you know, it's always good to go back, because it's all still the gospel, you know. But renewing your mind is very, very important, because as you rest, you don't know what's going on in the spiritual realm as you rest, because, you know, you're defenseless. That's why you say your prayers before you go to bed. When you say your prayers before your bed, ask the angels to protect you, and while you're in the spiritual realm, and Satan's all around you. So especially to us, to the believers. So again, renew your mind constantly on a daily. And the key, what the Spirit told me to tell y'all is that got a phone call coming in. Sorry. If I sound muffled, I had the phone on speaker. I apologize if I sound muffled on that. But, again, renew your mind constantly on the Word of God, constantly, all the time. And what I'm sharing with you is this, is that we have to understand is that we can't, our worries, I ain't going to say our worries, but the things that you worry about on a constant basis, if it outweighs God, the worries win. What am I saying? Because we're not renewing our mind constantly just to know that our faith grows bigger. You pray for more faith. You pray for more knowledge. You pray for more understanding on the gospel. The thing is most Christians always worry more than what they should be praying more. You see what I mean? So if your worries outweighs your faith, the worries win. You see what I mean? So renewing constantly. I don't care how the day may pan out. Those problems can get fixed. The thing is, renewing your mind on the gospel makes you stronger. Keep constant, because when these things come about, you already prepare for it. It's because you're already built for anything to come against you. It's because you constantly renew your mind on the gospel. That's what I wanted to share with y'all so y'all can understand these things. When you're in this gospel, you get stronger. You see what I mean? Things are probably going to try to come against you. But the key is renewing your mind constantly. I don't care if it's the worst day, the bad day, whatever day. It makes you stronger. It builds your character in Christ, okay? Renewing it. Constantly, constantly renewing your mind on certain things of the gospel. So that's very, very important to us as Christians, whatever. You know, you should be doing more than what you did last year, okay? That's very, very important. Constantly renewing your mind is because it's like a refresher. You know what I mean? You're sharper. You know, you'd be doing things different. That's why you have to renew your mind. It builds your faith. It builds your confidence. It builds everything up. When you keep this word is life. So when you get this word in you, it's like air. It's like a fresh air. You keep constantly, constantly studying it, moving it. This small prayers build bigger, you know, visions. You'd be very surprised on a 10-minute prayer could turn into a life-changing deficit. You see what I'm saying? I mean, in a good way, excuse me. But, again, when these things come across you, and, you know, bad situations or whatever the case may be, you have to understand renewing your mind. Renewing it is very, very important. And I just wanted to share that with y'all for the brief message of the day, is that when you keep doing it, it's you strong. I mean, it builds up your doubt. When you see things happening, you already overcame it. That's the key, is overcoming the situations, not getting by, okay? Overcoming these situations it's like when you overcome it, you know there's no going back. You know, that's what Jesus came for, is, you know, yeah, he came for, you know, forgiveness for our sins and everything like that. But we have to understand is that the key is overcoming these obstacles. You know what I mean? Not saying God puts an obstacle in front of you and says, all right, get over it. No, that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm saying is the world is an obstacle in itself already, because there's Satan here. If there's no Satan here, there's no obstacle. And we know that Satan's here constantly. So what we have to understand is going back and renewing our minds on that word of God. Because you'll be very surprised what private prayers can do, you know, and praying for others can do. He doesn't operate in the spiritual realm as he does in the carnal. You see what I mean? Yeah, most people have to see it to believe it and things like that. Once you say it and speak it to existence, it's already in the process of working. The concept that the part of it is that you have to believe that it's in the works for God and yourself. Hopefully it's something that glorifies him in the heavens. Most people always pray for the things that they need. But the things that we have to do today is the things for God. That's what we have to understand. Most Christians do. You're Christians, you're walking for God. You're not walking for yourself. You know, a true believer at that. You're not walking for yourself, you're walking for God. So everything else was just, you know, having a nice car, nice clothes. He said, work for that. I mean, God could easily give it to you when you're doing his gospel. But that's another story. We're going to put out another show. But very important, renewing that mind every day, daily. As soon as you wake up, thank you, Father, waking me up another blessed morning, sending Yahshua, praying for more faith and everything. Just keep constantly renewing it. Don't forget. It's not saying like you're going to forget. It's just that it's a spiritual wash, you know. Praying for, and don't you know you can call on angels to protect you. You can't do it yourself. The things that you can't see, you can't see it. It's in the spiritual realm. That's why you pray for the things that are seen and unseen. Pray for angels to protect you. You know, fight off these demonic forces. You can call on it. The Bible says you can do it. So call on the angels to protect you with your homes and things like that, you know. And that's that's renewing. If you have a constant basis, I don't care what situation you're in or whatever, when you wake up or if you feel like you're in a rush or too much, you know, life is the bear, don't let that outweigh the gospel. Don't let that outweigh God. Don't let it. It's very important that you renew your mind, renew, be washing, repenting. I mean, just keep, you know, it's going to be a struggle. You're not always going to get it, but the key is effort, being obedient. Just try. If you don't try, it's not going to get nowhere. God knows your heart. He wants you to do the best. But if you're listening to this show, I'm telling you now, just keep continuing to renew your mind, because Satan does not sleep. He doesn't. He's waiting for a mistake. He's like, oh, man, all my life, yes, but you have to renew your mind constantly. You can't protect yourself from yourself. There's spiritual things that's going on that you can't even fathom. But the Lord, he said, I'll protect you. So again, renewing your mind constantly in the flesh and in the spiritual realm. So again, that's why I named the show. Hopefully this message did get to you and open up your spiritual eye on everything. So we have a few things that's coming up. There's a few things I'm doing in Springfield, Ohio, if you're in the area or whatever. I'm still giving out food trucks. If you know someone that needs to have food, we do food for families at the Mount Zion Baptist Church on Yellow Spring Street. You know, once a month, I'll keep you posted if you're listening. If you know someone needs groceries or if you need groceries yourself, we do at least once a month. And we have Pray Warrior meetings on Saturday up there, every Saturday at 3, between 3 and 3:30, so full welcome to come. And that's just pretty much it. So, again, just pray for others. Just pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Pray for others as well. And graft in people, man, because we're getting real close to what's going on in this world that's coming to a halt. Not saying to an end, but, you know, God's reign is going to come here soon. So we have to be in tune. Renew your mind constantly and daily on the gospel. Satan does not sleep. He doesn't. He may flee for a season or two, but you have to build your biblical force. You have to build that gospel to make you that armor to protect you and to protect others and show others. You know, just don't give up. Don't give up. You know, it's hard. Because you got to know that God has you. So don't get prideful and don't think you need God, but you truly do. Trust me, he'll guide you. Jesus will guide you. The Holy Spirit can guide you. There's more to learn. If you want to listen to our old archives, we break it all down from like 2 years. So, again, God bless y'all. Just hopefully this message sat in your heart and open up your spiritual eye and just constantly renew your mind on the Bible, gospel, and just be very thankful for the position that you're at. In the name of Yahshua, God bless y'all. Love y'all. Peace.